Have you ever felt lost, like the weight of the world is pressing down on your shoulders? Do you sometimes wonder if there's a way to find peace, even in the middle of chaos? Imagine a life where you could handle any challenge with calm and confidence, where you could face your fears and anxieties head-on and emerge stronger. Imagine waking up every day feeling empowered, not by the absence of problems, but by the ability to handle them. Welcome. Today, we're going to explore a philosophy that has been guiding people for over 2,000 years. It's called Stoicism, and it can help you transform your life, starting right now. Stoicism isn't just about suppressing your emotions or pretending everything is fine. It's about understanding how your mind works, taking control of your thoughts, and using them to create a life filled with peace and purpose. Stoicism began in ancient Greece and was later developed in Rome. The key figures in this philosophy, like Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus, lived through incredibly challenging times. Yet, they found ways to thrive, to be strong, and to stay calm, even when the world around them was falling apart. Marcus Aurelius, a Roman emperor, wrote meditations to himself about how to stay grounded and calm. Seneca, a statesman and playwright, gave us insights on handling life's ups and downs with grace. And Epictetus, a former slave turned philosopher, taught us that while we can't control the events in our lives, we can control how we react to them. You might be wondering, how can these ancient teachings help me today? The truth is, the principles of Stoicism are timeless. They offer a framework for dealing with life's challenges in a way that brings inner peace and resilience. Let's start by understanding what depression looks like through a Stoic lens. Depression, anxiety, and stress often stem from our perceptions and how we process events around us. Stoicism teaches us to distinguish between what we can control and what we can't. This distinction is crucial because it helps us focus our energy on what truly matters. One of the key practices in Stoicism is cognitive reframing. This means changing the way we think about challenges and setbacks. Instead of seeing them as insurmountable obstacles, we can view them as opportunities for growth and learning. This shift in perspective can be incredibly powerful. Think about a time when you faced a difficult situation. Maybe it was a loss, a failure, or a betrayal. How did you react? Did you feel overwhelmed, like the world was against you? Now imagine if, instead of feeling defeated, you saw this challenge as a chance to build your strength and character. This is the essence of Stoicism. One practical way to start incorporating Stoic principles into your life is through journaling. Take a few minutes each day to reflect on your thoughts and feelings. Write down what you can control and what you can't. This simple practice can help you gain clarity and perspective. Another important Stoic principle is the idea of embracing impermanence. Everything in life is temporary. Our joys, our sorrows, our successes, and our failures. They all pass. By accepting this, we can learn to appreciate the present moment and find peace in the here and now. Gratitude is a cornerstone of Stoic practice. When we focus on what we have rather than what we lack, we can shift our mindset from one of scarcity to one of abundance. Each day, take a moment to think about three things you're grateful for. This can be anything, from the warmth of the sun to a kind word from a friend. Building resilience is another key aspect of Stoicism. Life will always throw challenges our way, but it's how we respond that defines us. Stoics believe that every hardship is an opportunity to build strength and character. When you face a difficult situation, remind yourself that you have the inner resources to overcome it. Self-discipline is essential for living a Stoic life. It's about making choices that align with your values, even when it's hard. This might mean getting up early to exercise, saying no to distractions, or pushing through when you want to give up. Self-discipline brings a sense of freedom and empowerment. Learning to let go is another vital Stoic practice. We often hold on to things that cause us pain, grudges, regrets, fears. By letting go of these attachments, we can free ourselves from unnecessary suffering. This doesn't mean we stop caring. It means we accept what we can't change and focus on what we can. Virtue is at the heart of Stoic philosophy. This means living in accordance with our highest values and striving to be our best selves. When we focus on being virtuous, honest, kind, courageous, we create a life that is fulfilling and meaningful. Mindfulness and meditation are powerful tools in Stoicism. They help us stay present and aware, reducing the power of negative thoughts and emotions. By practicing mindfulness, we can learn to observe our thoughts without being controlled by them. Journaling is a practice that can bring incredible clarity. Each day, take time to reflect on your actions and thoughts. Write about what went well and what didn't. This can help you identify patterns and make conscious changes in your behavior. Stoicism also emphasizes the importance of community and connection. We are social beings, and building strong, supportive relationships is crucial for our well-being. Surround yourself with people who uplift and inspire you. Helping others is another way to find purpose and meaning. When we contribute to the well-being of others, we not only make a positive impact on their lives, but we also feel more fulfilled and connected. Finding your purpose is a central theme in Stoicism. This means understanding what truly matters to you and aligning your actions with your values. When you have a clear sense of purpose, you can navigate life's challenges with greater ease and confidence. Now that we've introduced the basics of Stoicism and how it can transform your life, let's dive deeper into understanding depression through a Stoic lens. This is crucial because once you understand your mind and emotions, you can start to take control and make meaningful changes. Depression often feels like a dark cloud that hovers over you, blocking out all the light and hope. It's easy to get trapped in a cycle of negative thoughts and feelings. But what if I told you that you have the power to break free from this cycle? Stoicism provides practical tools to help you do just that. The first step is to understand the concept of perception. In Stoicism, perception is how we interpret and respond to the events around us. It's not the events themselves that cause us distress, but how we perceive them. Think about it. Two people can experience the same situation, but react in completely different ways. This is because their perceptions shape their reality. To illustrate this, let's consider a common scenario. Imagine you're stuck in traffic. One person might get angry and frustrated, honking their horn and feeling their blood pressure rise. Another person might use this time to listen to their favorite music or a podcast, staying calm and relaxed. The traffic is the same for both people, but their perceptions are different. In the context of depression, our perceptions can either contribute to our suffering or help us find peace. When you start to feel overwhelmed by negative thoughts, pause and examine your perception. Ask yourself, "Is this something I can control?" If the answer is no, then let it go. If the answer is yes, then take action. This brings us to the Stoic principle of the dichotomy of control. This principle teaches us to focus on what we can control and accept what we cannot. For example, you can't control the actions of others, the weather, or past events. But you can control your own thoughts, actions, and responses. Practicing the dichotomy of control can significantly reduce anxiety and stress. When you stop worrying about things beyond your control, you free up mental and emotional energy to focus on what you can change. This shift in focus can be incredibly empowering. Let's apply this to a real-life situation. Suppose you're feeling down because you didn't get the job you wanted. Instead of dwelling on your disappointment and letting it spiral into depression, Recognize what's within your control. You can't change the outcome, but you can improve your skills, apply for other jobs, and learn from the experience. By focusing on what you can do, you take back control and move forward. Another powerful Stoic practice is cognitive reframing. This means changing the way you think about challenges and setbacks. Instead of seeing them as obstacles, view them as opportunities for growth and learning. This doesn't mean ignoring your feelings or pretending everything is fine. It means acknowledging your emotions, but not letting them control you. For example, if you're struggling with a difficult relationship, instead of feeling hopeless, ask yourself what you can learn from the situation. How can it make you stronger or wiser? This shift in perspective can help you find meaning in your struggles and turn them into opportunities for personal growth. Embracing impermanence is another key aspect of Stoicism. Everything in life is temporary. Our joys, our sorrows, our successes, and our failures. By accepting this, we can learn to appreciate the present moment and find peace in the here and now. When you're feeling down, remind yourself that this too shall pass. Just as the seasons change, so do our emotions and circumstances. Gratitude is a powerful antidote to depression. When we focus on what we have rather than what we lack, we shift our mindset from one of scarcity to one of abundance. Each day, take a moment to think about three things you're grateful for. This can be anything, from the warmth of the sun to a kind word from a friend. Practicing gratitude can help you cultivate a positive outlook and reduce feelings of depression. Building resilience is another important aspect of Stoicism. Life will always throw challenges our way, but it's how we respond that defines us. Stoics believe that every hardship is an opportunity to build strength and character. When you face a difficult situation, remind yourself that you have the inner resources to overcome it. Self-discipline is essential for living a Stoic life. It's about making choices that align with your values, even when it's hard. This might mean getting up early to exercise, saying no to distractions, or pushing through when you want to give up. Self-discipline brings a sense of freedom and empowerment. Learning to let go is another vital Stoic practice. We often hold on to things that cause us pain, grudges, regrets, fears. By letting go of these attachments, we can free ourselves from unnecessary suffering. This doesn't mean we stop caring. It means we accept what we can't change and focus on what we can. Virtue is at the heart of Stoic philosophy. This means living in accordance with our highest values and striving to be our best selves. When we focus on being virtuous, honest, kind, courageous, we create a life that is fulfilling and meaningful. Mindfulness and meditation are powerful tools in Stoicism. They help us stay present and aware, reducing the power of negative thoughts and emotions. By practicing mindfulness, we can learn to observe our thoughts without being controlled by them. Journaling is a practice that can bring incredible clarity. Each day, take time to reflect on your actions and thoughts. Write about what went well and what didn't. This can help you identify patterns and make conscious changes in your behavior. Stoicism also emphasizes the importance of community and connection. We are social beings, and building strong, supportive relationships is crucial for our well-being. Surround yourself with people who uplift and inspire you. Helping others is another way to find purpose and meaning. When we contribute to the well-being of others, we not only make a positive impact on their lives, but we also feel more fulfilled and connected. Finding your purpose is a central theme in Stoicism. This means understanding what truly matters to you and aligning your actions with your values. When you have a clear sense of purpose, you can navigate life's challenges with greater ease and confidence. Continuing from where we left off, let's delve into the power of perception. Understanding perception is crucial because it shapes our reality and influences how we experience life. In Stoicism, perception is everything. It's not the events themselves that disturb us, but how we interpret and respond to them. Our thoughts and perceptions have immense power over our emotional well-being. Imagine waking up in the morning and immediately thinking, "Today is going to be a terrible day." This thought sets the tone for your entire day. You start looking for things that confirm your negative outlook, and every little setback feels like a major catastrophe. Now, imagine waking up and thinking, "Today is going to be a great day." You're more likely to approach challenges with a positive attitude and find joy in small moments. The difference between these two scenarios is perception. How we choose to perceive our circumstances can drastically change our experience of life. This is where cognitive reframing comes into play. Cognitive reframing is a powerful Stoic practice that involves changing the way we think about and interpret events. Let's consider a practical example. Suppose you receive critical feedback at work. Your initial reaction might be to feel hurt, defensive, or even angry. You might think, "I'm not good enough," or "they don't appreciate my hard work." These thoughts can lead to feelings of depression and low self-esteem. However, if you apply cognitive reframing, you can choose to see this feedback as an opportunity for growth. You might think, "This is a chance to improve my skills," or "I appreciate the honesty. It helps me grow." By changing your perception, you transform a negative experience into a positive one. This shift in mindset is incredibly empowering. It puts you in control of your emotions and allows you to respond to life's challenges with resilience and grace. When you find yourself facing a difficult situation, ask yourself, "How can I reframe this in a positive light?" This question can help you shift your perspective and find a silver lining in even the toughest circumstances. Another important aspect of perception in Stoicism is the practice of mindfulness. Mindfulness involves being present in the moment and observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's about becoming aware of your mental patterns and learning to separate yourself from them. This practice can help you gain clarity and prevent negative thoughts from spiraling out of control. When you practice mindfulness, you learn to observe your thoughts as if they were passing clouds. You acknowledge them, but you don't let them control you. This can be particularly helpful when dealing with anxiety or depression. Instead of getting caught up in a cycle of negative thinking, you can step back and observe your thoughts with a sense of detachment. Imagine sitting by a river, watching leaves float by on the water. Each leaf represents a thought or emotion. You don't try to grab the leaves or push them away. You simply watch them float by. This is the essence of mindfulness. By observing your thoughts without judgment, you can gain a sense of calm and perspective. In addition to mindfulness, another practical Stoic exercise is the practice of daily affirmations. Affirmations are positive statements that you repeat to yourself to reinforce a healthy mindset. They can help you shift your perception and build a more positive outlook on life. For example, you might say to yourself, "I am strong and capable. I choose to focus on the positive," or "I am in control of my thoughts and emotions." Repeating these affirmations daily can help you internalize these positive beliefs and improve your mental well-being. Stoicism also teaches us the importance of accepting what we cannot change. This is a powerful way to shift our perception and find peace in the face of adversity. When we accept that some things are beyond our control, we free ourselves from unnecessary stress and anxiety. Instead of wasting energy trying to change the unchangeable, we can focus on what we can control: our thoughts, actions, and responses. Acceptance doesn't mean giving up or being passive. It means recognizing reality and choosing to respond in a constructive way. For example, if you're dealing with a health issue, you can choose to focus on what you can do to improve your health, rather than dwelling on the unfairness of the situation. This proactive approach can help you feel more empowered and less overwhelmed. Another key Stoic practice is the use of perspective taking. This involves putting yourself in someone else's shoes to gain a broader understanding of a situation. When you're feeling upset or frustrated, try to see things from another person's perspective. This can help you develop empathy and reduce feelings of anger or resentment. For instance, if you have a disagreement with a friend, instead of focusing on your own hurt feelings, try to understand their point of view. Ask yourself, what might they be experiencing? What are their motivations? This shift in perspective can help you approach the situation with more compassion and less judgment. Building a habit of gratitude is another powerful way to shift your perception. When you focus on the good things in your life, you train your mind to look for positivity. Each day, take a moment to reflect on what you're grateful for. This simple practice can help you cultivate a positive mindset and improve your overall well-being. Gratitude can be as simple as appreciating a beautiful sunset, enjoying a good meal, or spending time with loved ones. By regularly focusing on the positives, you can counteract negative thoughts and build a more optimistic outlook on life. Stoicism also emphasizes the importance of self-awareness. This means being conscious of your thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. Self-awareness allows you to recognize negative patterns and make intentional changes. It's about understanding yourself on a deeper level and taking responsibility for your actions. When you're self-aware, you can catch yourself in the midst of negative thinking and choose to reframe your thoughts. You can identify triggers that lead to anxiety or depression and develop strategies to manage them. Self-awareness is a crucial step in taking control of your mental health and well-being. As we continue to explore Stoicism, remember that perception is a powerful tool. By changing the way you think about and interpret events, you can transform your experience of life. Practice cognitive reframing, mindfulness, daily affirmations, acceptance, perspective taking, and gratitude to shift your perception and build a more resilient mindset. Continuing from our last discussion on perception, let's now explore one of the most empowering principles of Stoicism, the dichotomy of control. This principle is a cornerstone of Stoic philosophy and can transform the way you handle life's challenges. By understanding and applying this concept, you can reduce stress, anxiety, and frustration, leading to a more peaceful and fulfilling life. The dichotomy of control is simple yet profound. It divides the world into two categories: things we can control and things we cannot. Understanding this distinction is crucial because it helps us focus our energy on what truly matters and lets go of what we cannot change. Let's begin with what we can control. According to Stoicism, the only things truly within our control are our thoughts, actions, and responses. This means that while we cannot control external events, other people's actions, or the outcomes of our efforts, we can always control how we choose to think and act. This realization is incredibly empowering because it places the responsibility for our happiness and peace of mind squarely in our hands. Imagine you're at work and your boss criticizes your performance. Your initial reaction might be to feel hurt or defensive. However, by applying the dichotomy of control, you can shift your focus. You can't control your boss's opinion or the fact that the criticism happened, but you can control how you respond. You can choose to see the feedback as an opportunity for growth rather than a personal attack. This shift in perspective can reduce feelings of stress and help you respond constructively. Now, let's consider what we cannot control. We cannot control other people's opinions, actions, or feelings. We cannot control the weather, the economy, or the passage of time. Trying to control these external factors is like trying to stop the tide. It's impossible, and only leads to frustration and stress. By accepting that these things are beyond our control, we free ourselves from the burden of trying to manage them. Acceptance is a key part of the dichotomy of control. It doesn't mean we are passive or indifferent. Instead, it means recognizing reality as it is and focusing on our own actions and attitudes. Acceptance can bring a profound sense of peace, as it allows us to let go of the need to control everything and instead focus on what we can influence. For example, let's say you're planning a picnic and it starts to rain. You can't control the weather, but you can control your response. Instead of feeling disappointed and letting it ruin your day, you can choose to be flexible and find an indoor activity to enjoy. This ability to adapt and remain positive in the face of uncontrollable events is a powerful aspect of Stoicism. One practical way to apply the dichotomy of control in your daily life is through a simple exercise. Each morning, take a few minutes to write down the things you're worried about or feel stressed about. Then, categorize them into things you can control and things you cannot. For the things you can control, write down specific actions you can take. For the things you cannot control, practice acceptance and let go of the need to manage them. This exercise can help you gain clarity and focus your energy on what truly matters. Over time, you'll find that you're less stressed and more in control of your emotions and actions. Another important aspect of the dichotomy of control is the idea of focusing on effort rather than outcomes. In life, we often judge our success by the results we achieve. However, Stoicism teaches us to focus on our efforts and intentions. We cannot always control the outcomes, but we can control the effort we put in. For instance, if you're studying for an exam, you can't control the questions that will be on the test or the grading criteria. But you can control how much you study, the strategies you use, and your dedication to learning. By focusing on your effort, you can take pride in your hard work and preparation, regardless of the final outcome. This shift in focus from outcomes to effort can be liberating. It allows us to find satisfaction and meaning in the process itself, rather than being solely driven by results. This mindset can reduce anxiety and increase our sense of accomplishment and self-worth. The dichotomy of control also teaches us to be resilient in the face of setbacks. When we encounter failure or disappointment, it's easy to feel discouraged. But by focusing on what we can control, we can turn these setbacks into opportunities for growth. We can analyze what went wrong, learn from our mistakes, and make better choices in the future. Resilience is about bouncing back and staying committed to our goals, even when things don't go as planned. It's about having the courage to keep going and the wisdom to learn from every experience. By embracing the dichotomy of control, we can build resilience and develop a more positive and proactive approach to life's challenges. Let's also talk about the importance of maintaining perspective. Sometimes we get so caught up in our worries and problems that we lose sight of the bigger picture. The dichotomy of control can help us maintain perspective by reminding us of what truly matters. When we focus on what we can control and let go of the rest, we can see our challenges in a more balanced and realistic way. For example, if you're feeling overwhelmed by a busy schedule, take a step back and ask yourself, what's truly important? Are there tasks you can delegate or let go of? Can you prioritize your time and focus on the most meaningful activities? By maintaining perspective, you can reduce stress and create more balance in your life. Another benefit of the dichotomy of control is that it fosters a sense of inner peace and tranquility. When we stop trying to control the uncontrollable, we free ourselves from a significant source of stress and anxiety. We can approach life with a calmer, more centered mindset, knowing that we have the power to choose our responses and actions. Inner peace comes from knowing that we are doing our best with what we can control and accepting the rest as it is. This doesn't mean we stop striving for improvement or growth, but rather that we do so with a sense of calm and acceptance. As we continue our journey into Stoicism, remember that the dichotomy of control is a powerful tool for personal growth and well-being. By focusing on what we can control and accepting what we cannot, we can reduce stress, build resilience, and find greater peace and satisfaction in our lives. Embrace this principle and use it to guide your thoughts, actions, and responses. By doing so, you can create a life filled with purpose, tranquility, and strength. Stay strong, stay calm, and continue to embrace the wisdom of Stoicism. Continuing from our exploration of the dichotomy of control, let's delve into another profound principle of Stoicism, embracing impermanence. This concept is pivotal for achieving inner peace and resilience. Life is constantly changing, and recognizing this fact can help us navigate its ups and downs with grace and strength. Impermanence is the idea that everything in life is temporary. Our joys, our sorrows, our successes, and our failures, they all pass. Embracing this truth can be incredibly liberating. It allows us to appreciate the present moment without clinging to it, and to face challenges without being overwhelmed by them. Imagine the freedom that comes with truly accepting that nothing is permanent. When we hold on to the idea that things should stay the same, we set ourselves up for disappointment and frustration. But when we embrace change as a natural part of life, we can flow with it rather than fight against it. Let's start by considering how impermanence affects our daily lives. Think about a time when you felt extremely happy. Perhaps it was a celebration, a successful project, or a beautiful day spent with loved ones. Now, think about how that moment passed and became a memory. The same goes for difficult times. Recall a moment of sadness or struggle. That too passed and became part of your past. Recognizing that both good and bad times are temporary can help us maintain a balanced perspective. When we're happy, we can appreciate and savor the moment without becoming attached to it. When we're going through tough times, we can find solace in knowing that these moments will also pass. This understanding can change how we approach life's challenges. Instead of feeling defeated by hardships, we can see them as temporary and focus on getting through them. This mindset fosters resilience, as we know that no matter how difficult a situation may be, it is not permanent. One way to embrace impermanence is to practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is about being fully present in the moment and observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It helps you experience life as it is, rather than getting caught up in your desires for how things should be. By being mindful, you can appreciate the present moment and let go of attachments to the past or future. A practical exercise in mindfulness is to take a few minutes each day to sit quietly and focus on your breath. Notice the sensation of breathing in and out. As thoughts come and go, observe them without getting attached. This practice can help you become more aware of the transient nature of your thoughts and emotions, fostering a sense of peace and acceptance. Gratitude is another powerful way to embrace impermanence. By focusing on what you have in the present moment, you can cultivate a sense of contentment and appreciation. Each day, take a moment to reflect on the things you are grateful for. This can be anything, from the people in your life to simple pleasures like a warm cup of tea or a beautiful sunset. Practicing gratitude helps you stay grounded in the present and appreciate the fleeting nature of life's moments. It shifts your focus from what you lack to what you have, fostering a sense of abundance and joy. Stoicism also teaches us to prepare for the inevitable changes in life. This doesn't mean being pessimistic, but rather being realistic and ready to face whatever comes our way. By acknowledging that change is a constant part of life, we can better handle unexpected events and adapt to new circumstances. For instance, think about how you would handle a sudden job loss. If you cling to the idea that your job is permanent, the loss can be devastating. But if you accept that change is a part of life, you can approach the situation with a proactive mindset. You can look for new opportunities, update your skills, and find new ways to grow. This doesn't mean ignoring your feelings or pretending everything is fine. It's important to acknowledge your emotions and give yourself time to process them. But once you've done that, you can shift your focus to what you can do moving forward. This proactive approach can help you navigate life's changes with greater ease and confidence. Another aspect of embracing impermanence is letting go of attachments. We often hold on to things, people, and experiences because we fear losing them. This attachment can lead to suffering, as nothing in life is guaranteed to last forever. By letting go of these attachments, we can free ourselves from unnecessary pain and find a deeper sense of peace. This doesn't mean we stop caring or become indifferent. It means we appreciate what we have while it's here and accept that it may not always be. For example, if you cherish a relationship, enjoy every moment you spend with that person, but also understand that people change and circumstances evolve. This perspective allows you to love deeply without being consumed by fear of loss. Stoicism encourages us to focus on our internal values and virtues, which are more stable and enduring than external circumstances. By cultivating qualities like wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance, we create a solid foundation that helps us navigate the changing tides of life. These internal values guide our actions and decisions, providing a sense of direction and purpose that remains constant even as the world around us changes. Another practical way to embrace impermanence is to engage in the Stoic practice of negative visualization. This involves imagining the loss of something you value, not to induce anxiety, but to appreciate it more fully. For example, think about what life would be like without your home, your health, or your loved ones. This exercise can deepen your gratitude for what you have and remind you to cherish the present moment. Negative visualization helps you prepare for potential losses and reduces the shock if they occur. It strengthens your resilience by helping you accept that change and loss are part of life. When you regularly practice this, you become more grateful and less fearful of the future. Lastly, embracing impermanence means living with intention. Since we know that time is limited, it's important to make the most of it. Spend time on what truly matters to you. Cultivate meaningful relationships, pursue your passions, and live according to your values. When you live with intention, you create a life that is rich and fulfilling, regardless of the changes and challenges you face. As we continue our journey into Stoicism, remember that impermanence is a natural part of life. By embracing it, you can find peace and resilience in the face of change. Practice mindfulness, gratitude, and negative visualization to stay grounded in the present and appreciate the fleeting moments of life. Let go of attachments and focus on your internal values to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and strength. Continuing from our discussion on embracing impermanence, let's delve into the transformative power of gratitude. Gratitude is a cornerstone of Stoic practice and can significantly enhance your mental and emotional well-being. By focusing on what you have rather than what you lack, you can shift your mindset from one of scarcity to one of abundance. Gratitude is a powerful antidote to negative emotions. When you make a habit of appreciating the good in your life, you create a positive mindset that can help you navigate challenges with greater ease. Gratitude shifts your focus from what's missing to what's present, fostering a sense of contentment and joy. Let's start by understanding why gratitude is so powerful. Our brains are wired to focus on threats and negative experiences as a survival mechanism. This negativity bias can make it easy to overlook the positive aspects of our lives. Practicing gratitude helps counteract this bias, training our minds to notice and appreciate the good things around us. Think about a time when you felt genuinely grateful. Perhaps it was a moment spent with a loved one, a beautiful sunset, or an achievement you worked hard for. Recall how that feeling of gratitude lifted your spirits and made you feel more connected and alive. This is the power of gratitude. It has the ability to transform our emotional state and enhance our overall well-being. One practical way to cultivate gratitude is through a daily gratitude journal. Each day, take a few minutes to write down three things you are grateful for. These can be big or small, from significant achievements to simple pleasures. The act of writing them down reinforces the positive feelings associated with gratitude and helps you internalize this practice. As you make gratitude a daily habit, you'll begin to notice more things to be grateful for. This shift in perspective can create a positive feedback loop, where the more you focus on gratitude, the more reasons you find to be grateful. Over time, this can lead to a more optimistic and resilient outlook on life. Another powerful gratitude practice is expressing appreciation to others. Take the time to thank the people in your life who have made a positive impact on you. This can be a family member, friend, colleague, or even a stranger who showed you kindness. Expressing gratitude not only strengthens your relationships, but also deepens your own sense of appreciation. Imagine how you feel when someone thanks you sincerely. It likely makes you feel valued and appreciated. By expressing gratitude to others, you create positive connections and contribute to a culture of kindness and appreciation. This not only benefits others, but also enhances your own sense of well-being. Gratitude also helps us stay grounded in the present moment. When we focus on what we have right now, we're less likely to dwell on the past or worry about the future. This present moment awareness can reduce anxiety and stress, allowing us to enjoy life more fully. Let's consider how gratitude can help in difficult times. When you're facing a challenge, it's easy to get caught up in negative emotions and lose sight of the positive aspects of your life. In these moments, practicing gratitude can provide a much-needed shift in perspective. By focusing on what you still have, even in the midst of adversity, you can find strength and resilience to keep going. For example, if you're dealing with a health issue, you might feel overwhelmed by the difficulties you're facing. However, by practicing gratitude, you can focus on the aspects of your health that are still good, the support of loved ones, and the moments of joy that still exist in your life. This shift in focus can help you cope with the challenges more effectively and maintain a positive outlook. Gratitude also fosters a sense of humility. When we acknowledge the good things in our lives, we recognize that many of them come from outside ourselves, from the efforts of others, the beauty of nature, or the opportunities we've been given. This realization can create a sense of connectedness and reduce feelings of entitlement or self-centeredness. Another way to cultivate gratitude is through mindfulness practices. Mindfulness involves being fully present and aware of the current moment. By incorporating gratitude into mindfulness, you can enhance your appreciation for the present. For instance, during a mindful walk, you might focus on the beauty of the surroundings, the feeling of the ground beneath your feet, and the fresh air. This mindful awareness can deepen your sense of gratitude and enrich your experience of the moment. Visual reminders can also be helpful in cultivating gratitude. Consider placing notes or objects around your home or workspace that remind you of the things you're grateful for. These reminders can serve as prompts to practice gratitude throughout your day, helping to reinforce a positive mindset. Gratitude is not just a fleeting emotion. It's a practice that can be developed and strengthened over time. The more you practice gratitude, the more natural it becomes, and the greater the benefits you'll experience. It's like building a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. Let's also explore the impact of gratitude on relationships. When you express gratitude to others, you strengthen your bonds and create a positive atmosphere. Relationships thrive on appreciation and recognition. By regularly acknowledging the good in others, you foster trust, respect, and deeper connections. Consider making it a habit to express gratitude in your daily interactions. A simple thank you, a note of appreciation, or a kind word can go a long way in building positive relationships. This practice not only benefits others, but also enhances your own sense of well-being and happiness. Gratitude can also be a powerful tool for overcoming envy and jealousy. These negative emotions often arise from comparing ourselves to others and focusing on what we lack. By practicing gratitude, we shift our focus to what we have, reducing feelings of envy and fostering a sense of contentment. When you find yourself comparing your life to someone else's, take a moment to reflect on the things you're grateful for. This shift in perspective can help you appreciate your own unique journey and reduce the negative impact of comparison. As we continue our journey into Stoicism, remember that gratitude is a powerful practice that can transform your life. By focusing on what you have and expressing appreciation, you can cultivate a positive mindset, strengthen your relationships, and navigate life's challenges with greater ease. Make gratitude a daily habit. Write down what you're grateful for, express appreciation to others, and practice mindfulness to enhance your awareness of the present moment. Embrace the power of gratitude and use it to create a life filled with joy, contentment, and resilience. Continuing from our exploration of gratitude, let's dive into another vital aspect of Stoicism, building resilience. Resilience is the ability to bounce back from adversity, to endure challenges, and to grow stronger through hardship. It's a quality that can significantly improve your life, helping you to navigate difficulties with grace and strength. Life is full of ups and downs. We all face setbacks, failures, and unexpected challenges. While we cannot always control these events, we can control how we respond to them. This is where resilience comes in. Building resilience means developing the inner strength to handle whatever life throws your way. The first step in building resilience is to accept that adversity is a natural part of life. Everyone experiences hardships, and it's not a sign of weakness or failure. It's simply part of the human experience. By accepting this, you can approach challenges with a more balanced and realistic mindset. One practical way to build resilience is to reframe how you view difficulties. Instead of seeing them as insurmountable obstacles, try to see them as opportunities for growth. Every challenge you face is a chance to learn, to develop new skills, and to become stronger. This shift in perspective can help you stay motivated and focused, even in the face of adversity. For example, think about a time when you faced a significant challenge. Maybe it was a difficult project at work, a personal loss, or a health issue. Reflect on how you handled it and what you learned from the experience. Chances are, you emerged from that situation stronger and more capable than before. By recognizing the growth that comes from adversity, you can build a more resilient mindset. Another important aspect of resilience is maintaining a positive outlook. This doesn't mean ignoring the difficulties you face or pretending everything is fine. It means focusing on the positives and finding reasons to stay hopeful and optimistic. A positive outlook can help you stay motivated and keep moving forward, even when things are tough. One way to cultivate a positive outlook is through positive self-talk. Pay attention to the way you talk to yourself, especially during challenging times. Replace negative, self-defeating thoughts with positive, empowering ones. Instead of thinking, "I can't handle this," tell yourself, "I can find a way through this." Positive self-talk can boost your confidence and help you stay resilient. Building a strong support network is also crucial for resilience. Surround yourself with people who uplift and encourage you. Having supportive friends, family members, or colleagues can provide you with the emotional strength and practical help you need to overcome challenges. Don't be afraid to reach out for support when you need it. Connecting with others who have faced similar challenges can also be incredibly inspiring. Their stories of resilience can provide you with hope and motivation. Remember, you're not alone in your struggles. Many people have faced and overcome adversity, and their experiences can offer valuable lessons and encouragement. Developing healthy coping strategies is another key aspect of resilience. These are techniques that help you manage stress and maintain your well-being during difficult times. Some effective coping strategies include exercise, meditation, journaling, and engaging in hobbies you enjoy. Find what works best for you and make it a regular part of your routine. Exercise is particularly beneficial for resilience because it helps reduce stress, improves mood, and boosts overall health. Regular physical activity can make you feel stronger and more capable of handling life's challenges. Even a short daily walk can have a positive impact on your resilience. Meditation and mindfulness practices can also enhance resilience by helping you stay present and focused. These practices teach you to observe your thoughts and emotions without getting overwhelmed by them. They can help you develop a calm, centered mindset that is better equipped to handle stress and adversity. Journaling is another powerful tool for building resilience. Writing about your thoughts and feelings can help you process your emotions and gain clarity on your challenges. It can also provide you with a record of your progress and growth over time. When you look back on your journal entries, you'll see how far you've come and how much you've grown. Setting realistic goals is also important for resilience. When you face a challenging situation, break it down into smaller, manageable steps. Set achievable goals that you can work towards each day. This approach can help you stay focused and motivated, and it can make large challenges feel less overwhelming. Developing a sense of purpose is another powerful way to build resilience. When you have a clear sense of purpose, you're more likely to stay motivated and resilient in the face of adversity. Take some time to reflect on your values and what matters most to you. Identify your goals and aspirations and let them guide your actions and decisions. Having a sense of purpose can provide you with a deeper sense of meaning and direction, especially during difficult times. It can help you stay focused on what's important and give you the strength to keep going, even when things get tough. Learning from setbacks is also crucial for building resilience. When you encounter failure or disappointment, take the time to reflect on what went wrong and what you can learn from the experience. Every setback is an opportunity to gain valuable insights and improve. By adopting a growth mindset, you can turn failures into stepping stones towards success. Remember, resilience is not about avoiding challenges, but about facing them head-on and growing stronger through them. It's about bouncing back and continuing to move forward, no matter what obstacles you encounter. Resilience also involves self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially during difficult times. Acknowledge your efforts and give yourself credit for the progress you've made. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer to a friend. Self-compassion can help you stay resilient by boosting your self-esteem and reducing feelings of self-doubt. Finally, remember that building resilience is an ongoing process. It's not something you achieve overnight, but rather a skill that you develop over time. Be patient with yourself and stay committed to your personal growth. Each challenge you face is an opportunity to strengthen your resilience and become a better, stronger version of yourself. As we continue our journey into Stoicism, remember that resilience is a vital quality that can transform your life. By developing a resilient mindset, you can navigate life's challenges with grace and strength. Practice positive self-talk, build a strong support network, develop healthy coping strategies, set realistic goals, and cultivate a sense of purpose. Embrace the process of growth and self-compassion, and you'll find that you're capable of overcoming any obstacle that comes your way. Building on the concept of resilience, let's now explore the vital role of self-discipline in Stoicism. Self-discipline is the ability to control your impulses, emotions, and behaviors to achieve long-term goals. It is a cornerstone of a fulfilling and successful life, helping you to stay focused and motivated even in the face of challenges. Self-discipline starts with setting clear goals. When you have a clear vision of what you want to achieve, it becomes easier to stay focused and committed. Take some time to define your goals. What do you want to accomplish in your personal and professional life? Write down your goals and break them into smaller, manageable steps. This will give you a roadmap to follow and make it easier to stay on track. Once you have your goals set, the next step is to develop a routine. Routines are powerful because they create structure and consistency in your life. They help you build good habits and eliminate bad ones. Start by identifying the key activities that will help you achieve your goals. For example, if your goal is to get in shape, your routine might include daily exercise, healthy eating, and adequate rest. Stick to your routine as much as possible, even on days when you don't feel like it. One practical tip for developing self-discipline is to focus on one habit at a time. Trying to change too many things at once can be overwhelming and lead to burnout. Instead, pick one habit that you want to develop and concentrate on it until it becomes second nature. Once you've mastered that habit, move on to the next one. This approach will make it easier to build lasting habits that support your goals. Another important aspect of self-discipline is managing distractions. We live in a world full of distractions, from social media to constant notifications on our phones. These distractions can derail our progress and make it difficult to stay focused. To manage distractions, create a dedicated workspace free from interruptions. Set specific times for checking emails and social media and stick to those times. Use tools like time blocking to schedule your tasks and stay focused on what matters most. Self-discipline also involves learning to say no. It's easy to get caught up in activities and commitments that don't align with your goals. Saying no to these distractions can free up time and energy for the things that truly matter. This might mean declining invitations, setting boundaries, or prioritizing your tasks. Remember, every time you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. Make sure your choices align with your goals and values. A powerful way to strengthen self-discipline is to practice delayed gratification. This means resisting the temptation of immediate rewards in favor of long-term benefits. For example, choosing to save money instead of spending it on impulse purchases, or choosing to exercise instead of lounging on the couch. Delayed gratification helps you build willpower and stay committed to your long-term goals. One technique for practicing delayed gratification is the 10-minute rule. When you feel the urge to give in to a temptation, wait for 10 minutes before acting on it. During this time, remind yourself of your long-term goals and the benefits of staying disciplined. This short delay can help you make more mindful choices and resist impulsive behaviors. Self-discipline also requires perseverance. There will be times when you face setbacks and obstacles. It's important to stay committed to your goals and keep pushing forward, even when things get tough. Remind yourself of your why, the reasons behind your goals. This can provide the motivation you need to stay disciplined and keep moving forward. Another key to self-discipline is self-compassion. It's easy to be hard on yourself when you make mistakes or fall short of your goals. However, self-criticism can undermine your motivation and make it harder to stay disciplined. Instead, practice self-compassion by acknowledging your efforts and treating yourself with kindness. Recognize that setbacks are a normal part of the journey and use them as opportunities to learn and grow. Accountability is another powerful tool for building self-discipline. When you share your goals with others and hold yourself accountable, you're more likely to stay committed. Find a friend, family member, or mentor who can support you and hold you accountable. Regular check-ins and progress updates can help you stay on track and maintain your motivation. Visualization is a technique that can also enhance self-discipline. Take a few minutes each day to visualize yourself achieving your goals. Imagine the steps you need to take and the obstacles you might face. Visualize yourself overcoming these challenges and reaching your goals. This practice can help you stay focused and motivated, and it reinforces your commitment to your goals. Another important aspect of self-discipline is celebrating your progress. Acknowledge and celebrate the small wins along the way. This can boost your motivation and remind you of how far you've come. Whether it's treating yourself to something special or simply taking a moment to reflect on your achievements, celebrating your progress can help you stay positive and committed. It's also important to take care of your physical health. Your physical well-being directly impacts your ability to stay disciplined. Make sure you're getting enough sleep, eating a balanced diet, and staying active. When your body is healthy and energized, it's easier to stay focused and motivated. Mindfulness is another powerful practice for self-discipline. By staying present and aware, you can make more intentional choices and avoid getting caught up in distractions. Practice mindfulness through meditation, deep breathing, or simply taking a few moments to pause and reflect throughout the day. This can help you stay grounded and focused on your goals. Remember, self-discipline is a skill that you can develop and strengthen over time. It's not about being perfect or never making mistakes. It's about staying committed to your goals and making consistent efforts to improve. Each small step you take builds your self-discipline and brings you closer to your goals. As we continue our journey into Stoicism, remember that self-discipline is a key component of a fulfilling and successful life. By setting clear goals, developing routines, managing distractions, practicing delayed gratification, and staying accountable, you can strengthen your self-discipline and achieve your aspirations. Continuing from our discussion on self-discipline, let's now explore the art of letting go. This is an essential practice in Stoicism that helps us find peace and freedom from unnecessary suffering. Letting go means releasing attachments to things that are beyond our control and embracing acceptance. One of the biggest sources of stress and anxiety is our attachment to outcomes, people, and material possessions. We often hold on tightly to our desires and expectations, which can lead to disappointment and frustration when things don't go as planned. Letting go doesn't mean giving up or not caring. It means accepting things as they are and focusing on what we can control. Start by examining the things you're holding on to. Are there any expectations, grudges, or fears that are causing you distress? Take a moment to reflect on these attachments and ask yourself if they are within your control. If they are not, consider how letting go of them might bring you peace. One practical way to practice letting go is through mindfulness. Mindfulness helps you stay present and aware, allowing you to observe your thoughts and feelings without getting caught up in them. When you notice yourself clinging to a negative thought or emotion, take a deep breath and gently remind yourself to let it go. Imagine it floating away like a cloud. Acceptance is a crucial part of letting go. Acceptance means acknowledging reality as it is, without trying to change it. It's about embracing the present moment, with all its imperfections and uncertainties. When you practice acceptance, you free yourself from the need to control everything and find peace in the here and now. For example, if you're stuck in traffic and feeling frustrated, accept the situation for what it is. Instead of getting upset, use the time to listen to music, a podcast, or simply enjoy a moment of quiet reflection. By accepting the situation, you reduce stress and make the experience more pleasant. Letting go of grudges and resentment is also essential for finding peace. Holding on to past hurts and grievances only prolongs your suffering. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning the actions that hurt you. It means freeing yourself from the burden of anger and bitterness. When you forgive, you let go of the negative emotions that weigh you down and make space for healing and growth. Consider someone who has wronged you. Reflect on how holding on to that resentment affects you. Does it bring you peace, or does it cause you more pain? Imagine what it would feel like to release that anger and forgive. This act of letting go can bring immense relief and open the door to a more peaceful and fulfilling life. Another important aspect of letting go is releasing attachment to material possessions. In our consumer-driven society, it's easy to become attached to things. We often equate our worth with what we own, leading to a never-ending pursuit of more. However, true contentment comes from within, not from external possessions. Take a moment to reflect on the things you own. Are there items that you're overly attached to? Consider how these possessions impact your life. Do they bring you genuine joy, or do they add to your stress and clutter? Try decluttering your space and letting go of items that no longer serve you. This process can create a sense of freedom and lighten your mental and physical load. Letting go also means releasing the need for approval from others. We often seek validation and approval from those around us, which can lead to anxiety and self-doubt. By letting go of this need, you can find confidence and self-worth from within. Trust yourself and your values, and remember that you don't need external validation to be worthy. Consider a time when you sought approval from others. How did it make you feel? Did it bring you lasting happiness, or did it leave you wanting more? Imagine what it would feel like to trust yourself and your decisions without needing others' approval. This shift in mindset can help you feel more empowered and authentic. Another powerful way to practice letting go is through gratitude. Gratitude shifts your focus from what you lack to what you have, fostering a sense of abundance and contentment. When you practice gratitude, you appreciate the present moment and let go of the constant striving for more. Each day, take a moment to reflect on the things you're grateful for. This could be anything from a kind gesture from a friend to the beauty of nature. By focusing on gratitude, you can let go of the need for more and find contentment in what you already have. Letting go also involves embracing uncertainty. Life is unpredictable, and trying to control every aspect can lead to stress and anxiety. By accepting uncertainty, you can find peace in the unknown and stay open to new possibilities. This mindset allows you to adapt to change with resilience and grace. Think about a time when you faced uncertainty. How did it make you feel? What did you learn from the experience? Reflect on how embracing uncertainty can help you grow and find new opportunities. This perspective can help you navigate life's twists and turns with a sense of adventure and curiosity. Another aspect of letting go is releasing attachment to specific outcomes. We often set rigid expectations for how things should be, which can lead to disappointment when reality doesn't match our ideals. By letting go of these expectations, you can stay flexible and open to whatever comes your way. For example, if you have a goal, Focus on the effort and process rather than the outcome. This approach allows you to enjoy the journey and find satisfaction in your efforts, regardless of the final result. It also helps you stay resilient in the face of setbacks and adapt to changing circumstances. Finally, letting go means trusting the process of life. Trust that things will unfold as they're meant to, even if it's not according to your plan. This trust can bring a sense of peace and acceptance, knowing that you're exactly where you need to be. As we continue our journey into Stoicism, remember that letting go is a powerful practice that can transform your life. By releasing attachments to outcomes, people, and possessions, and embracing acceptance, you can find peace and freedom from unnecessary suffering. Continuing from the transformative practice of letting go, let's now focus on the core principle of Stoicism, living a life of virtue. Virtue is at the heart of Stoic philosophy and is essential for achieving true happiness and fulfillment. Virtue means living in accordance with our highest values and striving to be our best selves. In Stoicism, the four cardinal virtues are wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance. These virtues guide our actions and decisions, helping us to live a life of integrity and purpose. By cultivating these virtues, we can navigate life's challenges with grace and strength. Let's start with wisdom. Wisdom is the ability to make sound judgments and decisions based on knowledge and understanding. It involves seeking truth and understanding the nature of reality. To cultivate wisdom, it's important to remain open-minded and curious. Seek knowledge from various sources, question your assumptions, and learn from your experiences. One practical way to develop wisdom is through reflective practice. Take time each day to reflect on your actions, decisions, and experiences. Ask yourself what you learned and how you can apply that knowledge in the future. This practice can help you gain insights and make better decisions moving forward. Courage is another essential virtue. Courage means facing challenges and fears with determination and bravery. It involves standing up for what is right, even when it's difficult. To cultivate courage, practice stepping out of your comfort zone and taking risks. Challenge yourself to face your fears and embrace uncertainty. Think about a time when you acted courageously. Reflect on how it made you feel and what you learned from the experience. Use this reflection to remind yourself of your inner strength and capability. By regularly practicing acts of courage, you can build resilience and confidence. Justice is the virtue of treating others with fairness and respect. It involves recognizing the inherent dignity and worth of every individual and striving to create a just and equitable society. To cultivate justice, practice empathy and compassion. Put yourself in others' shoes and consider their perspectives. One way to practice justice is through acts of kindness and service. Look for opportunities to help others and contribute to your community. Whether it's volunteering, advocating for social justice, or simply being kind to those around you, these actions can help you live a life of integrity and purpose. Temperance is the virtue of self-control and moderation. It involves regulating your desires and impulses to achieve balance and harmony. To cultivate temperance, practice mindfulness and self-awareness. Pay attention to your thoughts and emotions and make conscious choices that align with your values. For example, if you find yourself overindulging in food, alcohol, or other pleasures, take a step back and reflect on your motivations. Ask yourself if these actions align with your long-term goals and values. By practicing temperance, you can develop greater self-control and live a more balanced and fulfilling life. Living a life of virtue also means aligning your actions with your values. Take some time to reflect on your core values and what matters most to you. Identify the principles that guide your life and use them as a compass for your decisions and actions. When faced with a difficult decision, Ask yourself if it aligns with your values. This can help you make choices that are true to yourself and lead to a more authentic and fulfilling life. Remember that living a life of virtue is not about perfection. It's about striving to be your best self and making consistent efforts to grow and improve. Another important aspect of living a virtuous life is practicing gratitude and humility. Gratitude helps you appreciate the good in your life and stay grounded in the present moment. Humility involves recognizing your limitations and being open to learning and growth. To cultivate gratitude, take time each day to reflect on the things you're thankful for. This can help you stay focused on the positives and develop a more optimistic outlook. To practice humility, acknowledge your mistakes and learn from them. Embrace feedback and be open to new perspectives and ideas. Living a life of virtue also means being true to yourself and your values. It's about having the courage to stand up for what you believe in, even when it's difficult. This might mean making tough decisions, setting boundaries, or speaking out against injustice. Consider a time when you had to make a difficult decision that aligned with your values. Reflect on how it made you feel and what you learned from the experience. Use this reflection to remind yourself of your inner strength and commitment to living a life of virtue. Another key aspect of living a virtuous life is cultivating meaningful relationships. Surround yourself with people who share your values and inspire you to be your best self. Build strong, supportive connections that uplift and encourage you. Practice empathy and active listening in your interactions with others. Show compassion and understanding, and seek to build relationships based on mutual respect and trust. These connections can provide you with the support and encouragement you need to stay committed to your values and goals. Living a life of virtue also involves taking responsibility for your actions and their impact on others. Recognize that your choices and behaviors have consequences and strive to make decisions that contribute to the greater good. This might mean making ethical choices in your personal and professional life, advocating for social justice, or simply being kind and considerate to those around you. Consider how your actions impact others and the world around you. Reflect on how you can make a positive difference and contribute to a more just and equitable society. By taking responsibility for your actions, you can live a life of integrity and purpose. Living a life of virtue is a continuous journey of growth and self-improvement. It's about making consistent efforts to align your actions with your values and striving to be your best self. Remember that every small step you take towards living a virtuous life contributes to your overall well-being and fulfillment. As we continue our journey into Stoicism, remember that living a life of virtue is at the heart of this philosophy. By cultivating the virtues of wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance, and aligning your actions with your values, you can create a life of integrity and purpose. Continuing from our discussion on living a life of virtue, let's now explore the importance of mindfulness and meditation in Stoicism. These practices are powerful tools that can help you stay present, manage stress, and cultivate inner peace. By incorporating mindfulness and meditation into your daily routine, you can enhance your overall well-being and resilience. Mindfulness is the practice of being fully present in the moment, aware of your thoughts, feelings, and surroundings without judgment. It involves observing your experiences with curiosity and acceptance, rather than getting caught up in them. Mindfulness can help you stay grounded and centered, even in the midst of life's challenges. To practice mindfulness, start by finding a quiet place where you can sit comfortably. Close your eyes and take a few deep breaths, focusing on the sensation of the air entering and leaving your body. As you breathe, bring your attention to the present moment. Notice the sounds around you, the feeling of your body against the chair, and the rhythm of your breath. As you practice, thoughts and emotions will inevitably arise. When this happens, simply observe them without judgment and gently bring your focus back to your breath. This process of noticing and returning to the present moment is the essence of mindfulness. It teaches you to observe your thoughts and feelings without getting carried away by them. One practical way to incorporate mindfulness into your daily routine is through mindful breathing. Throughout your day, take a few moments to focus on your breath. Whether you're sitting at your desk, walking, or waiting in line, use these moments to center yourself and bring your attention back to the present. This simple practice can help you reduce stress and improve your focus. Mindfulness also involves being aware of your thoughts and how they influence your emotions and behaviors. By paying attention to your mental patterns, you can identify negative or unhelpful thoughts and replace them with more positive and constructive ones. This practice of cognitive reframing can help you develop a more positive and resilient mindset. Meditation is a powerful practice that complements mindfulness. It involves setting aside dedicated time to focus your mind and cultivate inner peace. Meditation can take many forms, but a common practice in Stoicism is the meditation on wisdom and virtue. To practice this type of meditation, find a quiet place where you can sit comfortably. Close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. As you breathe, bring to mind a quality or virtue you wish to cultivate, such as wisdom, courage, or compassion. Focus on this quality and visualize yourself embodying it in your daily life. As you meditate, reflect on how you can incorporate this virtue into your actions and decisions. Consider specific situations where you can practice this quality and imagine yourself responding with wisdom, courage, or compassion. This meditation can help you internalize these virtues and guide your behavior in a positive direction. Another effective meditation practice is the body scan. This involves systematically focusing on different parts of your body, noticing any sensations, and releasing tension. To begin, find a comfortable position and close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths to center yourself. Start by bringing your attention to your feet. Notice any sensations, such as warmth, tingling, or pressure. As you observe these sensations, try to release any tension you might be holding. Slowly move your focus up through your body, from your feet to your legs, torso, arms, and head, paying attention to each part and relaxing as you go. This practice can help you become more attuned to your body and release physical tension. Mindfulness and meditation also involve cultivating a sense of gratitude and appreciation for the present moment. Take time each day to reflect on the things you're grateful for. This can help you stay focused on the positives and develop a more optimistic outlook. Gratitude can also enhance your mindfulness practice by helping you stay present and appreciative of the here and now. In addition to formal meditation, you can practice mindfulness in everyday activities. Whether you're eating, walking, or engaging in a conversation, bring your full attention to the present moment. Notice the sights, sounds, and sensations around you. By fully immersing yourself in these activities, you can enhance your awareness and enjoy each moment more fully. For example, when you're eating, take time to savor each bite. Notice the flavors, textures, and aromas of your food. Eating mindfully can help you develop a healthier relationship with food and enhance your overall well-being. Mindfulness and meditation also involve practicing acceptance and letting go of judgments. Often, we judge our experiences as good or bad, which can create unnecessary stress and suffering. By practicing acceptance, you can learn to observe your experiences without labeling them. This can help you stay calm and centered, even in difficult situations. For instance, if you're feeling stressed or anxious, instead of trying to push those feelings away, acknowledge them without judgment. Recognize that it's okay to feel this way and that these emotions will pass. This practice of acceptance can help you develop a more compassionate and understanding relationship with yourself. Another important aspect of mindfulness is self-compassion. This means treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer to a friend. When you make a mistake or face a setback, instead of criticizing yourself, practice self-compassion by acknowledging your efforts and giving yourself credit for trying. To cultivate self-compassion, practice the following exercise. When you're feeling down or self-critical, place your hand on your heart and take a few deep breaths. As you breathe, silently repeat a phrase like, "May I be kind to myself," or "I am doing my best." This simple gesture can help you feel more connected to yourself and develop a kinder, more supportive inner dialogue. Mindfulness and meditation also involve practicing non-attachment. This means letting go of the need to control or cling to outcomes and instead focusing on the process. By practicing non-attachment, you can stay present and engaged in your actions without getting caught up in the results. For example, if you're working on a project, focus on doing your best and enjoying the process rather than worrying about the outcome. This can help you stay motivated and reduce stress, allowing you to approach your tasks with a sense of curiosity and openness. As you continue to practice mindfulness and meditation, you'll likely notice a greater sense of calm and clarity in your life. These practices can help you stay grounded and centered, even in the face of challenges. They can also enhance your ability to respond to situations with wisdom and compassion, rather than reacting impulsively. Remember, mindfulness and meditation are skills that can be developed over time. Be patient with yourself and stay committed to your practice. Each moment of mindfulness and meditation is an opportunity to cultivate inner peace and resilience. As we continue our journey into Stoicism, remember that mindfulness and meditation are powerful tools that can transform your life. By staying present, practicing acceptance, and cultivating inner peace, you can navigate life's challenges with grace and strength. Incorporate these practices into your daily routine and use them to stay grounded and centered. Embrace the process of mindfulness and meditation and let them guide you on your journey to a more peaceful and fulfilling life. Building on the practices of mindfulness and meditation, let's now explore the transformative power of journaling. Journaling is a simple yet profound tool that can help you gain clarity, process emotions, and track your personal growth. It's a practice deeply rooted in Stoicism and has been used by many great thinkers to reflect and grow. Journaling provides a private space to express your thoughts and feelings freely. It allows you to explore your inner world without judgment, helping you understand yourself better. By putting your thoughts on paper, you can organize them, see patterns, and gain insights into your behaviors and emotions.
Start by setting aside a few minutes each day for journaling. Find a quiet spot you can write without interruptions. Begin with a simple prompt like, "What am I feeling right now?" or "What did I learn today?" Allow your thoughts to flow naturally onto the paper. Don't worry about grammar or spelling. Just focus on expressing yourself honestly.
One powerful journaling technique is the practice of self-inquiry. This involves asking yourself deep, reflective questions to gain insights into your beliefs, values, and motivations. For example, you might ask, "What are my core values?" or "How do I handle stress?" Reflect on these questions and write down your responses. This practice can help you uncover deeper truths about yourself and guide your personal growth. Journaling can also be a tool for gratitude. Each day, write down three things you're grateful for. This practice shifts your focus from what you lack to what you have, fostering a sense of abundance and positivity. Over time, you'll start to notice more things to be grateful for, enhancing your overall well-being. Another effective journaling technique is the practice of reflection. At the end of each day, take a few minutes to reflect on your experiences. Write about what went well, what challenges you faced, and what you learned. This practice helps you process your experiences and extract valuable lessons from them. For example, if you had a difficult conversation with a colleague, reflect on how you handled it and what you could do differently next time. This reflection can help you improve your communication skills and build better relationships. Journaling can also help you set and track your goals. Write down your short-term and long-term goals and break them into smaller, manageable steps. Regularly review your progress and adjust your plans as needed. This practice keeps you focused and motivated, helping you achieve your aspirations. One of the key benefits of journaling is emotional release. Writing about your feelings can be a cathartic experience, helping you release pent-up emotions and gain clarity on your issues. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take a moment to write about what's troubling you. This can help you process your emotions and reduce stress. Journaling can also help you identify and challenge negative thought patterns. When you write about your thoughts and feelings, you can see them more objectively. If you notice recurring negative thoughts, challenge them by asking yourself if they're true or if there's another way to view the situation. This practice can help you develop a more positive and balanced mindset. Another powerful aspect of journaling is the ability to track your personal growth. By regularly writing about your experiences, you can look back and see how much you've grown over time. This can be incredibly motivating and provide a sense of accomplishment. It also helps you recognize patterns in your behavior and make conscious changes to improve.